This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan, plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Polar Pod, the most affordable cold plunge pod on the market. Save 10% off with code MMA. Hotel Collection, bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 45% off with code MMA45. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 619.
619!
My name is Igo Weigel.
Back with MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there?
Little cream soda.
Yeah, there you go. Keep it simple.
Right.
I like it.
No one likes this flavor at my house, so I will drink it off and on. I don't mind it. It's not bad.
Into a cream soda every once in a while. Yeah, it's not my first choice, but it's when I want something weird. That reminds me of old people, because whenever I used to go to my grandpa's house, like the big flavors he enjoyed were, it was like ginger ale and cream soda. I'm like, what the fuck? You gotta get goddamn Coke? I'm 7 years old, motherfucker. I don't drink this shit. That's old people drink. But now I'm old, and now I drink it. I don't know. I think taste buds change, so.
It does.
Things are afoot.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's true. When I was younger, I didn't like any of the things that I really find delicious now, like olives. You know,
I thought you were going to say ass, but anyway, we'll save that for later in the show.
Well, that too, but you know. That's neither here nor there. So what should we talk about?
UFC 290. We're coming off a massive pay-per-view card, and I always am astonished every time I go to buy the pay-per-view. I'm like, what the fuck? I always forget it's $80 plus tax. It's so insane.
It's painful.
So insane. And someone took a picture. I think it was from the broadcast to show the octagon, just to give you a little glimpse of how many sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
36.
Hey, nice photo.
36 logos. Jesus fucking Christ, man. And then someone else did a little Photoshop to show you what it could look like with no sponsor action. Like, doesn't that look nice? Nice and clean. Makes me feel happy.
I like that better.
Yeah. Remember when they didn't want to have sponsors? They're like, we don't want the fighters to have their own sponsors because it looks too fucking messy. It's too messy. Mm-hmm. 36 logos. 36.
They cover up the blood, or they hide the blood, I should say.
Well, I just hope it's not making it super slippery out there. You know, it does.
I wonder what they do now, because they used to spray paint, right, over the blood. And do they still do that?
I don't know. It's funny because this was on ABC and my mother-in-law was over. Is it today? She must have been here today. No, yesterday. Tells today, Monday. Yeah, she was over yesterday and she was talking about, yeah, I was flipping the channels on Saturday and I saw these two women fighting. I go, yeah. She's like, yeah, I couldn't turn it off. It was crazy. Like, this one woman had the other one of them in like a scissor kick hold or something. I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah, you're probably watching the fucking UFC because it was on ABC, like the prelims and shit.
Yep.
I'm like, oh. So I guess they watched a couple of fights. Am I good for them?
Yeah.
So fucking UFC 290. So where do you want to start? Main event, work ourselves way backwards, or?
Well, maybe we work. Maybe we go weird this time and we talk about
crescendo.
Yeah, because I want to talk about Robbie Lawler, you know, and since we're talking about the prelims on ABC, what a way to go out for this guy, you know, last fight, looking Lawler of old, finishing Nico Price in spectacular fashion, was like 30 seconds and change, right? I mean, fantastic way to lead into the pay-per-view, super impressive. I felt like Robbie looked in shape and didn't look slow or anything like so whatever he was doing, it's working. What do you think?
I was just happy they gave him a fair fight, not like everybody else, like, oh, we have a legend in the sport who's going to retire after this fight, let's motherfuck him on the way out and feed him to who's the champion. Like, that's what they like to do. Or who's the number one or two ranked fighter, let's have him fight that guy. Like, Jesus Christ. So they gave him a good winnable fight that seemed like a scrap, and he gets to go out as a champion and a winner. And I love it, because you don't normally get to have that, because you also want to have that guy have his wits to him. You don't want him to get KO'd, because then how is he supposed to do his retirement interview if he's been fucking KO'd, right? It's tough.
That would be bad. I think it'd be difficult to do in a retirement interview when you're been knocked out. Yes.
Right. You don't want to talk to those guys typically when they've been KO'd because they think they won the fight. So yeah, it was good to see. Happy for him. And I think they inducted his fight against Rory McDonald too into the UFC Hall of Fame this weekend also.
Did you say Jose Aldo?
No. I just said that one, but we can verge over to the inductees if you want.
No, we can come back. So, so do we work our way up into the pay-per-view now? If we have Bo Nickel versus Val Woodburn, last minute kind of jumped in. I think maybe Bo was watching the ABC card. I'm not sure, because he also finished the fight in 38 seconds. So,
and they were throwing sledgehammers at each other. I'm like, wow, I thought Bo, because the other guy I think had no real wrestling, it was more of a striker, and Bo only threatened the takedown once, but pretty much let's just stand and bang it out, see who's got a better chin. And wow, Bo landed some hard fucking shots.
Yeah, caught him with that nice right. I mean, you could hear it, like, it was like pop, just right on the chin.
That's and that sweet
Val was, you had him like all like, whoa, where am I, and then followed it up with the nice left and, you know, put him down. Pretty impressive victory. Good for Bo. Isn't he like 4-0 in his last four or something like that?
Well, I think it's a lot of like quick first round wins too.
Tough dude.
And then you had Dan Hooker win his fight with a broken arm and a broken orbital.
He took a lot of punishment in that fight, though.
Yeah, he did. Split decision win. Mm-hmm. And then just the other two fights, really. It's here we go. Drakus Duplessis. There you go. Versus Robert Whittaker. That guy is fucking huge for 185. Holy shit. And basically, like, he fucked Whittaker up at the end of the first round and then finished him off in the second round. I was like, wow. Kind of manhandled. And I don't think his striking is really that impressive, but he's got a hell of a chin. And he was just kind of, it was almost like he was straight line fighting. And anytime Whittaker would come at him, he was kind of high shelling on him. So after that fight, you know, obviously Adesanya comes in, they got some fucking beef, and that's going to be the next fight. But I kind of worry for this guy. Maybe you could talk about that. Like, what do you think of, I guess, one, this fight, and then two, a matchup versus Adesanya?
I mean, I agree with you. He just looks huge. And I don't know, like, I remember taking shit about Colin Whittaker a journeyman. I don't know. I don't know if his journeyman days are over and he's just, you know, kind of heading into the twilight of his career. But I was impressed with Duplessis, you say? Yeah, the South African.
Yeah.
Duplessis. Do I like him versus Adesanya? I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at his record right now.
Because you got to think too, like, look at who do you fight? Jan Blachowicz. And Jan was just too big and fucking manhandled Adesanya.
Yeah.
Because this guy is giving me Jan vibes too, the way he's so big and can take a shot. But I feel like Adesanya can potentially pick him apart. And I think there's some real hatred there too. So that can work for you and against you, because Adesanya fucking hates this guy.
He does. And then looking at his record, Duplessis, you know, you got Brunson, Till, Tavares, these guys that he's fought, you know, I would say they're not as skilled in that sense. And I think Adesanya could, I mean, of course he can get caught. The size can be a thing, you know, but I would say, yeah, I agree with you that he'd likely picks him apart pretty well, but it's, I would say it's a huge step up in competition too, which you never know how that's going to go when somebody first hit. It's like, does he hit a wall or does he break through the wall? You know, hard to know, you know?
Yeah. So five round title fight, main event. How are you going to handle that pressure?
Yeah. But I mean, I'd like to see it. It's something different. Mm-hmm. You know, give us something fresh. I'm okay with that. Yeah. And you know, do you think it's real or are they just fucking around?
You never know, but there was a look in Adesanya's eyes right after the guy won. He's like, this motherfucker. Like, there was some real hate and hatred, and then you could see him talking to Dana White going, can I get in there and have a face-off? But at least they were calm enough to not, like, go crazy in the face-off.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Good on them. And then you can talk about Alex Volkanovski versus Yair Rodriguez. While I was sleeping through that, watching it this afternoon, I'm like,
well, the Volk, you know, comes out victorious. It's the Volk. The Volk. I like him. You know, third round win. I thought he looked good in the fight. I mean, I think Rodriguez, I think slightly overmatched there. What did it end? Basically, he had him a little stunned and then took him down and ground and pounded him out, right? So instead of
hit him with a nice body shot, and I think he dropped for a takedown, and then
yep.
But it was a lot of like take you down and
grappling,
kind of grapple fuck you, you know?
Yeah, strength. Like, obviously, the stronger guy.
Yeah,
I mean, good on him.
Way more power.
Yeah, so you know, and when it comes to him, there's talk now. That he's back on top of the pound for pound. Like, you know,
that's
what do you think?
Retarded.
What do you think about that?
It's retarded. It's John Jones and everyone can go fuck themselves. I don't know why this is even a discussion. John is literally undefeated. Literally undefeated.
He has that one.
Does not count. You can't ask a deaf man, hey man, who's got blood in his eyes and can't see, hey man, can you continue? He can't fucking hear you. He can't fucking hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Sign language. He can't see. He fucking can't communicate. Jesus
according
Christ.
To MMA Fighting, Volkanovski just returns the number one spot as in the men's pound for pound, followed by Makhachev and John Jones. So they have
this
two
is
guys.
The dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard. It's John Jones, 1-10. He's the greatest fighter of all time. He's the greatest heavyweight of all time. He's only had one fight. I don't give a shit. Prove me wrong. That's how I say it.
Yeah, well, I can't.
Like John Jones beats every one of these motherfuckers. Because even like, imagine if Volkanovski was a heavyweight with his 22-inch reach. John's got an 85-inch reach that you cannot overcome. Like, no. I'm just trying to pace that one out in my mind. How the fuck would Volkanovski beat John Jones if they're the same size? It just doesn't fucking work.
No.
John manhandles him every which way he wants to.
For me, he can do it with those little arms. Right. And the wrestling. So
yeah. Like John out wrestled DC. It's not gonna happen for Volk. So sorry. I think they just do it to piss John off, probably. That's probably. Fine. Piss him off. So that's all good. So the only other thing I wanted to mention was I don't know why Volkanovski got this, or sorry. Why Yair got this fancy belt made. Like they gave him a pretty fucking sweet interim champion belt. Like champions don't even get that. You're just interim. So why do you get the fancy shit?
He probably paid for it. He's like, I need belts. Yeah. Give me belts.
Super custom. I mean, that looks dope as shit, but weird. And I think after this fight, yeah, I think it was a press conference shit they're talking about because you have Poirier and Gaethje fighting again, and it's going to be for the BMF title. And I think Jorge Masvidal asked, hey, can I put the BMF title on the winner? Dana White's like, fuck yeah, go ahead.
I like it.
So good. So he's kind of passing it on because he's done. He's done with the sport. So speaking of which, we should probably talk about some sponsors while we're moving right along.
Let's do it. Let's talk a little Manscaped cannonballs. The summer is not about the size of those cannonballs. It's about making a splash with our friends at Manscaped. Prep for barbecue season by making sure you grill. Your grill master has the hottest dogs the summer's ever seen. When you're at the cookout, let the meat speak for itself with Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0. It's time to get ready and not sweaty by going to manscaped.com/MMA nuts for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's right. You want to be streamlined for when you're swimming. Less hair is better. You go right through the waters. And yes. Don't forget about the Performance Package 4.0. It has everything you need to guarantee you'll have the most mouth-watering treats at the party. They have the built-in ultimate bundle for your summer grooming.
So get your 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. Manscaped, the perfect way to get your patties sizzling hot this summer.
That's right. Yeah, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get extra confidence in bed and possibly the bedrooms. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
And Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. It's all with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription in days right to your door. Everything's made in the USA and, you know, discreet, which is
good. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS. To receive your first month free, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Mm-hmm. Just like that, back to the show. And I think I'm starting to memorize these reads. I haven't messed up until a while.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah, I was just thinking while you were talking, like, wouldn't that be funny if it was a discreet black packaging, but it was in white letters. It said.
Well, I'm going to have to block that one out. They specifically said, don't say that. But that's not during the ad, so maybe it's fine.
I thought I'd say it later. So
yeah, you should be all right.
Am I okay?
Right. I don't know. I'll figure it out tomorrow.
Oh no. Does it really say that in there? There's a lot of red.
Yeah, there's so many disclaimers. There's print. A lot of ads that we read. They're like, which is funny is some people are like, you have to be very specific. Some people are like, do whatever you want. And you know, it's kind of across the board. But anyway, we have cool sponsors. Buy some shit, support the show. That's all we ask.
Yes.
Back to the show. What else is happening?
Well, we were talking about John Jones a minute ago. And yes. I don't know if you know this, but he wins this year the ESPY for best UFC fighter.
Yeah, I heard, step back too, that they changed that. It used to be MMA fighter and now it's UFC fighter since mm-hmm. ESPN and UFC are in league. So it continues.
Yeah, because he was nominated before, I guess, 3 or 4 times. And, you know, he lost to like Mayweather and I think Pacquiao. Basically, the boxers beat him out, right? So,
oh, so it must have been combat sports even too.
Yeah. He's also nominated for best combat athlete. And the ESPYs, I guess, are taking place like July 12th or something, 13th. So you can watch that on ESPN, obviously. So, you know. Pretty cool. Good for him.
It's the right call. He's 1 through 10. That's all I'm saying. Pound for pound, 1 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a UFC this weekend.
There is?
I'll share this. Do I need to say anything more? Holly Holm, Inga.
Bueno Silva. Her last name is Bueno Silva?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's like Good Silva in Spanish. And so it's basically you have a fight on the card. Holly Holm That's who you come to see, or you see to come. I don't know, one of those things. Anyway, well, Walt Harris is still alive. Okay, we're making things happen. Number 13, number 15. Not a lot of ranked fighters, but you know what? Every card can't be stacked. You got to have your token non-picture and one or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
You get the point.
I do. Holly Holm. That heavyweight fight is interesting to me, too. Parisian, like, that guy's got some KO power. I think that could be some fireworks if you're looking for something to watch. Josh Parisian. So, I don't know. We need, like, more heavyweights that are exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it's so many people have retired, and they got rid of so many people. It's insane. Mm-hmm. And now we're just kind of... And literally, John Jones and Stipe, that's potentially, I'm going to say that's going to be Stipe's last fight when he loses. And then John's, and we could probably talk it out, skip ahead of they announced that fight. I don't think it's officially signed, but they said John Jones versus Stipe Miocic at UFC 295, November 11th, Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't think Stipe actually signed that contract yet, but... they're fucking running with it.
Okay. Did they make billboard and everything already? It's happening.
Probably. You know, push them, say it's signed, and then put it out there and hope they sign them.
And be like, Stipe was too chicken. He reneged.
Of course.
Are you chicken? That's a typical UFC strong arm tactic.
He was so afraid he didn't want to even fight. He didn't even show up for work for 3 days. Well, he's a firefighter. Maybe he doesn't have to. So.
True story. Maybe he does not.
Yeah. What else is going on? Oh, we're going to talk about the UFC Hall of Fame inductees.
Yeah, but what I alluded to earlier, Jose Aldo is one.
Yes.
Was there more?
Yes.
No.
Jens Pulver, Anderson Silva, Cowboy Cerrone, and then they did the Robbie Lawler versus Roy McDonald fight. God. So that fight was inducted.
Those guys took years off their life in that fight. Like,
hell yeah.
They're going to look back one day and be like, old men, if they were going to die 5 years later, they're going to die instead in that moment because they literally shaved time up. That was
yeah, they did.
Brutal. Like,
they're not the same fighters after that.
No.
And I think the interesting thing, like going back to like all the fighters, Donald Cerrone had said that he has made over $10 million for fighting in the UFC from all the.
Wow.
But he's been in there forever. So I remember seeing him on the fucking Tap Out show and the guys kept going, Cowboy.
Nice.
like way back in the day, like who is this fucking cowboy character? Back watching him in the WEC working his way up and then coming into fucking UFC. Insane. That's a good chunk of money, but I think he was also one of the favorites of Dana White, so he probably got paid bank. And anytime he needed someone to fight, Cowboy will fight him. Mm-hmm. He's good for it, you know.
He'll do
short notice. He don't give a shit. Yeah.
Nope. What else? Let me see. Oh, speaking of like older fighters, instead mm-hmm. of being inducted to the UFC Hall of Fame, Alistair Overeem announcing his decision to stop fighting. He says he's focusing on his health. And he says, this actually ties into what I want to do because I actually just decided to stop fighting. This is not my thing anymore. It's been 25 years, right? We're going to do other cool stuff now, he says. That he's doing things for health, and that's his next chapter, promoting health. And apparently the reason he's so small is because he became a vegetarian. He has no desire to eat meat anymore. He said, meat is not good for you.
Yeah, and I'll go into a little depth on Svelte Reem here, mm-hmm. where he was talking about him and his special nutritionist saying, I'd usually eat steak at 8 o'clock in the morning. That was a standard thing. And I'm like, I'm full. I don't want to eat this anymore. So then the next day it was one food less, one food of steak I ate that day. And then the day after that, I didn't want to eat it anymore. When I spoke to my nutritionist, I asked him what's happening. I don't want to eat my steak anymore, but I want to eat my steak because I want muscles. And he said, you had parasites in your body. We gave you the supplements. You start detoxing your body. And these supplements are just simple seaweed. Everybody could take it. And this creates an alkaline environment, which these parasites do not like. They will get hurt and die off. And once you get rid of them, your tastes change. It's not me who needs to eat the meat. It's the parasites that influence me, work through me to make me think I want to eat meat. But it's not me. And once you get rid of them, you don't care. What the fuck is he talking about?
That has been the alkaline movement has been around quite a while. Like it's been promoted by guys like Tony Robbins. Like if you know who that is, like it's like a thing, like somehow having an alkaline environment. And I think there's a merit to like having like no sugar in your diet, right? Which reduces inflammation and things like this. So it's been proven, but like this whole idea of that there's parasites in your body, it's like a weird, like conspiracy theory that it's like people are using to get people to stop doing things like eating meat, which, you know, I don't know. It's neither here nor there. I think you can eat meat. You just can't eat it every day, all day. That's not good. But you also can't eat like, you know, potatoes every day, all day. Although people try.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. It sounds like he's getting witch doctored or voodoo, or maybe he could probably get convinced to be gay pretty quickly. That's what it sounds like. Like, hey man,
it's the parasites making me gay.
Parasites. You're gonna have to take this semen in. It's gonna help you out, but you gotta suck dick to get it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The doctor's dick.
I just want to be healthy. I just lost 48 pounds in 2 weeks. He looks so unhealthy right now. But this is like when he was doing the kickboxing. He was 205. He was fighting at 205.
Yeah.
And now he was 265, but he looks like he's like barely a sniff over 200.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know. Again, it's another guy. He probably made a lot of money because heavyweights tended to make a lot of money, and he made a fuck ton. So I'm just trying to think. Do you think he comes back? Is this retirement for reals?
No, he doesn't come back. Not in heavyweight. Maybe at 155.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Comes back 155, starts mopping up these fools.
I don't think he has the speed.
Yeah. No, that'd be a problem at age. Like, he'd be better staying at heavyweight, being older. What else is happening? They said the Elon Musk shit is still going on. Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg talk. And they were saying it could take place in a Roman Colosseum as a possible option. I don't know who oversaw that. And then Dalsbrack posted a picture. I guess he had, Dana White probably commissioned a painting of that. Zuck versus Musk, which is pretty cool. The Facebook versus Twitter. I like that painting, actually.
I do. Well, he mentioned like this whole idea of they're going to do it, but they have no set date, right? So it's like, is it actually going to happen? Is it not going to happen?
Yeah, it's probably a lot of hype and bullshit. And they did Elon, I think it was GSP actually posted a picture of him, Elon, who else? Lex Friedman and John Donaher were all training together. And Elon looked in much better shape than he had before. But again, he's 51. Like, how much time can he dedicate to fucking training when you're running like 18 fucking companies?
I mean,
same thing for Zuckerberg. I mean, Zuckerberg is at least competing in jiu-jitsu, so he's finding the time. When way younger, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's some weird, I'm still thinking it's some weird, like, metaverse bullshit. Like, they're gonna figure out some kind of strange, it's like all they're fucking with us. So
yeah. And then I think Musk just said, why don't we just have a dick measuring contest and settle this.
He must be very confident in himself.
Well, and I think Zuckerberg said send microscope.
Ah, that's funny.
They just keep zinging each other because It's like, blah, blah, you, blah, blah, this, whatever. What other fights? Oh, that Junior Dos Santos versus Fabricio Verdum bare knuckle fight. Mm-hmm. They said that one's happening September 8th. That's for Jorge Masvidal's Game Bread bare knuckle five
yep.
fight. Mm-hmm. And I've forgotten that those two fought in the UFC at UFC 90 in Chicago, and we were there. When
do
you remember? You had Dos Santos just gone to the bathroom.
It was like, I think you missed it. Yes. I did miss it. He had that crazy uppercut.
Yeah. Yep. He fucking flatlined him. I'm like, holy shit. I think his knees buckled out too. Like, and he fucking collapsed. I was like, holy shit.
Was that the same card where Silva's opponent blew out his knee?
Patrick Cote.
It was
so unsatisfying. The crowd was so pissed off when we left. We're like, what the fuck? Because he was having some success in the fight. Cote was.
He was.
And then his fucking knee blew out. And then
took a wrong step.
That guy's the worst way for a fight to end. And then who was Thiago Alves fighting? Was it Josh Koscheck when you just kept leg kicking him? It sounded like someone's just hitting a side of beef. Oh, like, you just hear that whack just through the whole fucking arena.
Holy UFC shit. 90. That's 200 pay-per-views ago.
I know, right?
That's crazy. Okay.
It's fucking insane. We were there.
It was just 4th of July, as we all know, and I wanted to share a little stuff I found on 4th of July from different fighters. So we got Ostovich here, Wonder Woman. Mr. Ricardo Lamas, where I don't know what's this some weird tank top.
America! Fuck yeah!
Pearl Gonzalez.
Nice.
Well, I mean... I'm 1, 2, 3. I like 3.
Yeah.
It's very nice. We need more photos of 3. So, Tim Kennedy cleaning a gun. Shocking. Shocking. I don't know what this outfit is. It looks like some weird America. It's like everything with a flag on it. Does anything you possibly think of? Your favorite, Kat Zingano.
Nice.
Looking nice there. And then we also have Mr. Eddie Wineland. This is fantastic. Looks like he's like from the hills of Kentucky or something. Some weird shit going on. And last but not least, the Cyborg going to some sort of July parade, 4th of July parade in Huntington Beach.
She's trying to celebrate good time. Show on!
She's wearing a lot of clothing, but so unsatisfying. Well,
I can rectify that later.
Oh boy. Okay.
Well, if you want to go on the 4th of July route, I have a couple to add to that.
Yes, please.
So let's do, I go in shots. We'll go Kay Hansen. She's saying hello.
Hello, Kay.
And then I don't have all my shit loaded because I have too many fucking things. You can go a little Valerie Loretta and saying, hello. Hey, oh, hey, that was loud. We didn't need that.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. That was unnecessary.
I'm awake now.
Yeah, geez, I need to fucking mute that out. Katarina Lehner, she's coming up. A quick shot of her. She's saying hi.
Hey now. Hi.
And we got one last one to close it out. Gotta always share this. You're gonna be super patriotic. Dan Henderson, a happy 4th. Proud to be an American. Hoping you all have a safe and happy 4th of July from 5 years ago. You never get enough of that, Mr. Bisbang.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bisbang. Let's see. Where else? Oh, Misha Tate was saying she is open to fighting Ronda Rousey for the third time at UFC 300. If that fight happens, who do you think wins that? Because fucking Rousey's been out forever.
When is 300? Like next year?
290. So like probably 10 months. Although they're doing, I think, 3 pay-per-views almost within 40 days or something. So
they have almost a year.
Yeah, just under a year, I'd say.
I like Misha Tate's chances.
She's been more active. I mean, Ronda's been doing WWE stuff, but I don't know how much she's been training. And again, I don't know how mentally ready Ronda is to come back to the sport. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously skill wise, she's got two wins over Misha, and she fucking like basically shoved her arm up her asshole when she mm-hmm. broke it that one time in Strikeforce.
That was bad.
Yeah, but Misha didn't tap. She's like, I don't give a shit. Like, it was so brutal. I'm like, oh, stop it. Stop it. Keep fucking breaking it.
I mean, it's brutal and it's tough and it's also stupid at the same time.
Right,
so,
right.
So it's like, but I guess, I don't know. I think that fight is going to end up being underwhelming, actually.
Probably.
I don't think it's going to deliver. But I mean, I'll watch it.
Okay.
It's
third time's a charm for me today. Can right. we win finally?
Something might happen. But
maybe it'll shake hands afterwards.
I don't. The question is, does Ronda still have that ridiculous judo throw? You know, can she still pull that shit off?
I think that shit's so hammered in because if she'd been yeah. training as a kid, that's never going away. It's just how sharp is it? That's the question. Can you still yeah. hit it? I think you still can. But again, I think it's the mental aspect. That's where I don't know where she's at. I think she's right. broken. She definitely was broken because she takes that Holly Holm KO loss, and then she takes the Amanda Nunes KO loss, and then just fucking runs away and doesn't talk to anybody MMA. Like, fuck you. I'm not even talking about this. I'm in the WWE now. Mm-hmm. I live on a farm with Travis Brown. Whatever happened to him? He just stopped fighting too. Like, what the fuck?
I haven't heard about him.
Fucking having kids, having super champions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And speaking of that, we should probably talk about some more sponsors. Little Kinzuri.
Yes, sir. Fellas, have you ever wished you were a little bit taller? Maybe you matched on Tinder, but her profile says must be over 6 feet. Maybe your date wants to wear heels, but she can't because it will make her taller than you. Well, we got the Short Kings covered with today's sponsor, Kinzuri. Kinzuri makes shoes that make you up to 2.8 inches taller without anyone knowing. Look, girls get heels, makeup, and push-up bras. Why can't men get a boost in confidence, too? We're all the same height lying down anyway, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm, and for a limited time only, our listeners get an extra 15% off their order with the Kinzuri.com/MMA. The site is already 30% off, and with our link, you get an extra 15% off. So that's 45% off your entire order.
That's insane.
It's basically free. Support our show and check them out at Konzuri.com/MMA.
That's right. Not only do Konzuri shoes make you up to 2.8 inches taller, but they're also incredibly stylish and comfortable. They are not old man Velcro shoes. You'd get compliments on your Kinzuris, even if they didn't make you taller. They have styles for every occasion too. Smart, casual, sporty, you name it.
Yeah, I'd love to get a pair of these just to fuck with people, like, and not tell anyone.
I'm going to be people, 6 foot.
People who know me, you know, five. And just wear them around people. I'm like, the people will be like, what is going on? But so, you know, if you have that thought, remember, you can get 30% off the site already, but also another 15% off with our discount at Konzuri.com/MMA. That's a total of 45% off your order. Go to Konzuri.com/MMA. When I wanted to get high, I put on a pair of Kinzuris.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also a little miracle. Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing that will help, and that's better sleep. With Miracle Made Sheets, you could tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve deep sleep quality by over 20%.
Yes, and they use silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA. Miracle Made Sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you better get
all sleep night.
Every night, and stop sleeping on bacteria. As Matt has said many times, you basically don't need to wash them but once a decade or something.
Yeah, side note, I just read a story the other day that said most men only change their sheets 4 times a year, so oh. You better get these Miracle Made brand sheets.
Yes, I say yes.
So you go to trymiracle.com/MMA to try Miracle Made Sheets today. And with other good stuff happening, it's a perfect good way to give someone you love the gift of better and more luxurious sleep. So you can save over 40% off. And be sure to use our promo code MMA at checkout to save even more and get 3 free towels. That's insane. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a free refund. So you can upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/MMA and use the code MMA to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/MMA to treat yourself. And we thank Miracle Made for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Miracle Brad.
Editing on the fly. Love it. Love it. What else is going on out there?
Got to keep it fresh, you know. EA Sports.
At least 4 times a year.
Yes. UFC 5 has been announced. And apparently in September sometime, which they're being very coy about exactly when, maybe like early September. They're going to reveal all that is to know about UFC 5. So keep your ears and your eyes peeled for that coming up. UFC 4 has been around a while, so I don't know what's going to happen. I think they're planning on announcing the cover athlete and then whatever new features and things that they have. Hopefully, there will be some freaking pride rules or something.
I hope so.
That would be nice. Are you excited? Have you been playing any UFC 4?
No, but I was just looking back in time. Did you know we were the first people to review the EA UFC 1 video game?
Really?
That we posted online. We were the first people to do that.
I did not.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How do we do that?
We were talking to EA at the time. I knew, well, I didn't know, but I got a hold of someone high up there and we got the advanced copies and our video is still out there of our review. And people are like, how the fuck did these guys get a copy of the game? I'm like, because we're fucking cool. That's how we got it. And then I think that was when you could put yourself in the game too. Like you take a picture. That was the big thing. Like, oh, I'm in the fucking game. Look at me. You're trying to spin the sticks to do all this fucking submissions back then. I haven't played it since I think UFC 3. So I'm a little out of touch because it was just too crazy back in the day.
I see the video. 2014.
Ace.
Huh. All right. We got to try to reach out to EA. Hook us up, EA.
I still have the contacts. I'm sure they're probably the guy I think is the CEO now that has contact. But
oh, wow. Anyway. Okay.
He moved up.
I'm CEO, bitch.
That's right. Kenny Powers.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Do I have more stuff? I do have more stuff. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Barry Bonds apparently has been training in jiu-jitsu and just received his blue belt. This shared by Mark Raimondi. Make sure I have no sound. Here he is doing his thing. Big class, lots of white geese. Must be a thing. How long is this video?
You gotta go to towards the end.
Let me skip ahead. So there he is. Barry Bonds, white belt. Still looking like he's in great, fantastic shape.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's no, you know, when it comes to jiu-jitsu, they don't do any testing for roids. So, hey, all good. Well,
he should be TRT'd out of his mind.
I'm thinking.
I don't like all the white geese there. That was fucking weird. I like everybody being able to wear whatever gi you wanted, right? Back in the day.
Not anymore. They've commercialized this and you have to wear the gi of the class. That you are,
yeah. I mean, that was typical, like wherever you're training, like you have to wear our shirt and our shorts or our fucking gi or our Muay Thai shorts, like whatever. They're kind of cool, but I'm wearing a fucking white gi. I like the darker color one. I think I had a blue one.
I actually just donated all my gis a couple months ago. I was rearranging some stuff in our basement and I was like, picked them up. I should go. I'm like, nah. Like, that's not a good idea because that jiu-jitsu career was marred by many lingering constant injuries, especially to my neck and shoulders. And it was just like as soon as I stopped doing jujitsu, magically that never happened again. So this is kind of nice. So
yeah, I tapped out much earlier than you did. You kept continuing with it. I was just sticking more with the striking.
Well, I just loved it. And it was like chess, you know, and I wasn't amazing at it, but I figured out ways to survive like people who were much better than me. And that there was something about that that just like I couldn't stop. You know, it's just like I'm probably not gonna beat these guys, but god damn it, they're not gonna fucking submit me. You know, like it's not
gonna happen. That's the game, right?
It's like you
gotta get pissed off. You don't want to get submitted at all.
Yeah.
Like that.
So it's fun. But it's
until you get submitted, then I wanna like, okay, what the fuck did you just hit me with? What the fuck did this is a bow and arrow choke? All right, this gi is bullshit. That's what I learned. The gi is fucking bullshit. Oh, yeah. I'm not wearing a gi in the street, motherfucker. I'll be naked. I fight naked, motherfucker. That's how I roll.
They say you're wearing a coat, so you can use that, you know.
I don't know. It's all good. I saw Tim Sylvia. He was on Submission Radio the other day.
Nice.
And he was saying after he was out of the UFC, he was on a win streak and then they wanted him back. So he had a signed contract to fight Daniel Cormier. And this was right after the UFC had bought Strikeforce. So they were also going to give him two more fights, regardless of the outcome of the first fight. And he said the pay structure was 80-80, 90-90, 100-100 at that time. And then randomly Dana White just pulled the contract and like basically reneged on that. And then he continued further on and said he would have destroyed Francis Ngannou in his prime. Like, what do you think of that? Tim Sylvia prime versus Francis Ngannou prime.
Nah, he's smoking the good stuff.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't see that.
No, he couldn't even beat Frank Mir. Come on.
No, he fucking broke his arm, but he was still ready to fight. He broke his arm, like both of the bones in the forearm. Yeah. Like, oh!
I think that fight goes on. Frank Mir breaks his other arm, too.
That's fine. Frank Mir broke a lot of people's shit. I think he's the guy that broke the most people's shit in the UFC. Because it was, he did Nogueira. He did Sylvia, and he did someone else dirty, too. I can't remember, but and he potentially would have broke Brock's leg. Because remember, Mazzagatti didn't break that knee bar off. Brock's tapping, and he's like, I didn't see it. I don't see it. Like, what? Fuck, you don't see me tapping? I'm like the biggest human that's ever entered an octagon. Yeah. And you don't see this tap, you fucking dork. Yeah. But it was good just to hear from Tim. I liked him as a fighter back in the day because he was a huge motherfucker. I just always got mad that they made all these guys cut to 265. I never understood as a heavyweight, why do they have to be 265? Who gives a shit? You could be whatever. Just over 205.
Like, yep.
We could have had some really good freak shows, especially when they're not really drug testing. You know, it was a stupidity test back in the day. Yeah, what else you got over there?
My last piece of news here is Vanderlei Silva announcing a boxing match with Brazilian bodybuilder Felipe Franco, which is apparently happening sometime in November 25th around Thanksgiving kind of thing. And I have a picture of Felipe Franco. I'm just wondering your thoughts on this. Like, can this guy actually swing these arms? Like, he's fucking huge. Look at this guy. Like,
well, it's reminiscent, like he's a smaller Marius Pujanowski, but this guy looks more bodybuilder, where Marius was more powerlifter. And powerlifter, it's like, who's gonna have more cardio? I think it's debatable. That guy just looks like he's so dehydrated.
Who looks bigger because he's little, right?
But I mean, literally, Vanderlei just has to evade two strikes, then that motherfucker's gassed out, and Vanderlei should still win. I don't see someone beating Vanderlei. I mean, Vanderlei's chin's probably not in existent right now. Just
But I don't think that guy can even connect. That's the thing, right?
No. So Vanderleef's, I think, too slick to get caught with any bullshit.
Slick Rick.
Yes. And then I saw this, that Gordon Ryan is actually rehydrating right now. I didn't know if you saw that. See that nice picture?
Is that actually him?
It looks yeah.
Like, okay.
Or not, because it looks like, where did his tattoos go on this arm?
Yeah,
they magically disappeared. You see that?
It seems like an old photo or something weird.
It's probably an old photo. But he was at some jiu-jitsu competition where he looked like he's already rehydrated. So good for him. I saw they had a little pool MMA where they're fighting in a pool. I don't know if I could share the sound, but I feel like I would have been good at this sport because I could have I could swim and I could almost fight. How's that? Oh.
So how does that work if you get knocked out?
You better hope someone saves you because you're drowning, motherfuckers. This little guy's doing way better than the bigger guy.
So can you like hold somebody underwater? Is like some weird alligator thing?
Yes.
So they single collar
tie. Yeah.
Why are the guys all wearing masks?
That's weird. Probably because it's illegal, whatever they're doing. And they're at like a water park or not, because there's like two water slides, or they're in an apartment complex. But
this looks like in Korea or something.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Nice shot.
Oh, yeah. The little guy's scrappy. He looks like a Roger Huerta making it happen.
Old guy's just like,
he's just absorbing.
Homer Simpson defense. Oh, he's getting all the shots. This goes on a while.
Yep. But you get to gift. I like it.
It's interesting. All kinds of weird fighting on a platform, doing all this weird, like the whole thing is just
I love his shit.
Okay.
Yeah, other news.
No other news, just a little bit of
I'll go on a quick run here. Isn't John Dodson a pie weight?
Yes. It's like a 110.
What the fuck is with this poster? Is he rehydrating like Gordon Ryan? Like, what's going on here? I don't know. And then they did the UFC poster for UFC 291.
Ooh, let's see.
Thoughts on this? Why Poirier's taking a dump when they took his picture? I like these fights. I fucking like these fights. And we were just talking about Jan earlier.
They're great fights, but this poster sucks, I think.
Yeah.
Why are guys, it's like the side profile. It's all weird.
Like, I'm looking at you. You're taking a dump. I'm looking at you.
Thinking about taking a dump?
Yeah, probably think about it. Like, I could take a pretty good dump right now. Mm-hmm. Moving right along. I saw there's some weird, oh Jesus Christ, this is loud. I think I can play this. Yeah, we're gonna do a little sound. So what is this technique? I just saw this. What's going on there? No, this must be a new attack.
That's awesome. Give him the old dick twist, as you like to say.
Yeah. Right? Twist his dick. Like, what? I don't know if you can do that. I think there's one more. Let's see what this one is. Oh yeah, this is interesting. Here's a jiu-jitsu competition where one guy looks like he's about to get an armbar, and then you have some, I gotta go smaller screen because every time I go big screen it seems to get copyrighted. So it's these guys here in the middle. Guy gets about to get triangled or armbar, but guy just throws him through the judges table like, fuck you and your submission attempt.
I like it.
Yeah. I guess we're disqualifying him. I don't know. That was kind of casual. If you throw me through a fucking table, I'm coming up swinging. So that's a little weird.
That is fantastic. I love it.
And then Chris Cyborg, she just turned 38 and she decided, well, I'm 38. I'm going to post some birthday suit pictures. So here's 38. Chris Cyborg.
She always seems older to me. Okay.
I know, right? I had this premonition or thought when I was looking at these pictures today. I'm like, I am fucking way older than her. And I thought she was, I thought we're a similar age, but like, no, it's just because she's been fighting, I think, forever too.
Yeah. I thought she was close to 20 50 years. In my mind. I'm her age. I'm around her age, but that is not the case. So
not so much. A little tweet of the week. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is from Old Rose Sports. Here's the, it's the cum team GPA. They have a 3.37. What goes on over there, Ingo, at North Central College?
I don't know, but I approve this message.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A little KO of the week. Oh, we got to turn the sound down because they're playing Back in Black. I would like to play that right now. Little ice fights.
Ooh.
Little double KO action. But that guy doesn't quite get up.
Jeez.
He may not walk again. Ice fights.
Pretty hard shot. Why do they wear head protection?
For that reason. So when you get knocked out, you don't take one for the team.
On the ice.
Yeah. Because that would be worse than the mat. And then here you go. One other KO.
Ugh. Oh, damn.
Oh, you got deaded. The crowd celebrates. It's in Madagascar.
They pick him back up and smack him a little.
Wake up. Get back in there. You're fine. Totally fine. He wasn't knocked out.
Shake his legs.
Yeah.
Play with his dick.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's what happened to that in that other fight. Who the fuck was it? God damn it. The co-main event. That got the guy in a corner grabbed his dick. To go back in.
I did not see that. Okay.
Duplessis.
Yeah.
Yeah. His corner man grabbed his cock on the way back into the octagon. Like in between rounds. Like he's getting off the stool, he grabbed his dick. And again, I'd show it, but the UFC will copyright it. So anyway. Now we're into cool shit. Look at this fucking hot tub.
Ooh, it's a Sony.
Fucking PlayStation 1 hot tub. How dope is that?
It's super dope.
Like I see cool shit. I don't know where to put it. And then I'm sure you've seen this by now too. Other cool shit. I gotta pause this. The Las Vegas, Nevada. Look at this fucking sphere. The MSG Sphere.
Where U2's gonna play. Yeah.
Oh my god, look at that. That's so creepy. But how long before you get some porn on that fucker? Someone hacking that and you get some fucking going on? It's Vegas, baby.
That's really creepy.
That eyeball is creepy, especially like if you're in your hotel room trying to get some sleep. Fucking eyes, like you're tripping balls looking at that.
I would not like it. Apparently, though, that thing has some ridiculous audio technology in it to where it creates the same sound experience in any seat. They figured out some way. Yeah, because you know, like you go to shows and sometimes, depending on where you sit, it can really ruin the sound.
Yeah, it sounds dog shit in some places. Yep.
Yeah, or it's too loud in some spots where it's like unbearable, right? So
yeah,
this is not the case. Like apparently they figured out some way to make this happen, and U2 is going to play some shows there in the fall.
Yeah, it only costs a couple $1 billion to build.
It's a lot. Yeah.
And then down to Knowledge. Going to Knowledge.
Well, I have yes. So Paige Spiranak, which is former golf pro athlete and current influencer, here she is, recently out on the links. And yes. I'm just saying that we're doing it wrong. We need to be golfing with more people like this. Here she is, nice little golf swing, looking quite nice. Yep. And then decides to pick up her tee and a little wardrobe malfunction, or is it intended?
Yeah, but I don't think that's a malfunction. I think that's
I approve.
That's right.
That is my fun stuff for the day.
Well, and my fun stuff is, here's a 56-year-old Selma Hayek, and I'll leave you with this.
I always liked her.
Like, is that not insane for 56?
It's amazing.
Doesn't make any sense. She looks just almost similar to when she was in that Quentin Tarantino movie, From Dusk to Dawn.
I think she's aging well.
Yeah, I don't know what she's on, but I'm gonna get me some of that.
Give me some of that youthful stuff that
yeah.
everyone's taking.
There is some stuff people are taking. I don't think it's street legal, but they're taking it. They're taking it. And on that note, let's shut down.
Well, we're back, and that's been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.